What did you think of the game, how tough it was out there?
I felt it was a game of two halves, really. The first half, we kind of struggled defensively to figure out how to apply pressure on their build-up, and I think that's something that we struggled with the first half in general. We had some good sequence, but we just looked fatigued and didn't really deal well with the way they were playing. And then second half came out much stronger, and I think we made a few adjustments on the press especially, and I feel like that changed the momentum of the game. So managed to get a few occasions in the second half, and came back to 1-1.
Okay, well, the weather out there, the only thing hotter than the weather today will be the weather tomorrow in Toronto. So, both teams have to play in the tough conditions, but what was it like? This is the hottest you've ever played in?
I think the game we just played in Hamilton last weekend was probably warmer because it was at 4 p.m. under the sun. At least today we had some cloud covers, but those things are the same for the two teams. They played a couple of days ago as well, so it's really a struggle to play in those conditions. But I think we made a great comeback in second half, because it would have been easy to just let it slip after that first half. Everyone looked really tired in the dressing room, and we just came together and gave a good performance second half, and really looked determined. So yeah.
Thank you.
Just so without a win in three games in the CPL, when is the win going to come? How?
Sorry, Lewis, can you speak up a bit?
You are without a win in your last three games in the CPL. It looks like you are distant from victory. When is it going to come?
I think if you look at our last games, we didn't look distant from victory in all those games. You look at the last game, we gave up a goal in the last 5 seconds of the game. If you don't think that we look close to winning that game, I'm not sure you were looking. And then today, we created more than enough chances to win the game. So I think it's a matter of being precise in that final action, being composed in front of the goal. That's the hardest to do on the field, and it's something that we've been struggling with, but at least we're creating the chance. So it's all you can ask really from the players, is effort and creating those chances, and after it's just having that composure in front of goal to make the final movement.
How valuable is this point for you guys, and it's away from home? You are having a couple of matches away from home, so how valuable is it after how the match developed, after how you ended up dominating big parts of the game? How valuable is it?
Yeah, a tie is better than a loss. But we all know the position we're in right now. We need 3 points, more than 1 point. It's just not enough right now for us in the position that we are. And yeah, you could say it's a road game, but we need to get points. So I don't think anyone is content with that tie. Everyone is looking for the 3 points. So hopefully on Sunday we'll go again and we'll try to get the victory this time.
So NFL players, being able to play multiple positions today to help your team. So performing at such a high level, and also, so how was it hard for you to switch to multiple positions during this game and still perform at such a high level and ultimately getting the assist for your team?
Yeah, it's a little adjustment to switch position, but in the last few years of my career, I played in a couple of different positions, so I'm kind of used to it, rather than someone who's never played there. So yeah, I've got my I've got some stuff that I know what to do in certain situations. So it's always a little adjustment, but I feel comfortable playing those two positions, whether it's in the middle or it's a left back. So yeah, it's really to focus on the task at hand when you play in the midfield, and then same thing when you play out wide. There's a bit more of a 1v1 battles with the winger, and then attacking against the fullback. So those few adjustments, but you don't really think about it like in the moment of the game. You just play really.
Yeah, definitely. And you did look comfortable in those positions, and you did play really well. And I just also wondered if you could walk us through that assist that ultimately ended up getting your points, your team that points.
Yeah, sure. So I'm not sure. I think it was off a corner or a loose ball, or I was on the left side, pretty high up on the field, and I looked across, and then I saw James coming to ask for a 1-2, and he came at the good moment in a good timing. So I just gave and asked for a return pass, and he did perfectly right in my stride, and I tried to bring it down the line as far as I could to try to bring the goalkeeper to the near post, and then fire it across goal, hoping that that the forward would be there, and he was. So. So yeah, it was an important goal for us to finally get that breakthrough.
Yeah, great job today, Jeremy, and I'm looking forward to seeing you guys play in your next game.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. It's going to be Marty, then Brandon next, and one question each, if you could please.
Yeah, just really quickly, Jeremy, I just want to ask about, you know, your team continues to generate tons of chances, but as you kind of touched on, they're just not going in the net. Is there just a level of frustration there? Like, how as a team do you sort of compartmentalize, the lack of goals considering the chances created?
Yeah, I think we're probably focusing a bit too much on it right now, because we all know we need to bury those chances. I had a great chance the last game. Other guys had good chance today. I think we're just being too tight right now, you know? Like, we get those chances and we know we have to bury them, and it probably plays on our mind a bit. I feel like we're saying the same thing for a couple of games now, but it's the effort is there. We're creating chances. You can't help but believe that at one point it's gonna come. We're getting to the halfway point of the season, so we still have time to get it done, but it needs to happen quickly now.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Last up, Brandon.
Thanks, Nate. Hey, Jeremy. Just wanted to maybe build off of Jack's question there and say, I know that you played that left side a couple of times with St. Louis last year, and just what's that transition been like moving to Halifax?
Yeah, I played pretty much the whole season at left back last year, whether it was in a four, a back four, or a back five. I feel like I'm pretty comfortable rotating to that position. After that, it's a matter of like understanding how the players around you are like to play. So today I was playing with Eric on my side and Joao up front, and then Rigi and Sam. I feel like guys understand the way I want to play, so they're helping me make runs, supporting the play, and I try to do the same for them. So yeah, that's all I try to focus on when I play there. Just be in the right position and try to help my teammates, because they do when I have the ball. So yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And even some people might have said earlier that that it didn't seem like you were going to win tonight, but or even get a goal tonight, but all night you guys were spraying balls well in, long balls over the top that eventually found their target, just maybe not hitting that target. Was that maybe something that you guys have been building on in training, just finding your marks down the flanks?
Yeah, so the last two games we've been playing with five in the back, so that's giving us numbers on the wings, and it's releasing the fullback to push a bit higher. So yeah, we're finding a little bit of space there. Maury's done a great job since the start of the season, bombing up and down that right flank, and he's been probably our biggest threat going forward. So I think that's something that we've been doing well since the start of the season, especially him. And we gotta keep doing those things that are paying off. So yeah, creating chances is what we're focusing on, and I think it's a matter of time before we get it right.
Merci, Jeremy, et bonne chance avec la prochaine.
Merci, merci beaucoup.
Jeremy, thanks
for the time. Oh, good. Thank you.
Up next, we will have Jimmy and Dom Vitor. Oh, sorry, Stephen Harville will be joining us next.
Thank you.
Stand by, guys, in the room. Any questions from inside the room? And when you guys are ready.
Well, it's you had quite a road trip. It's not quite like Winnipeg, but three games with the other teams in the East. Would you rather do that than the fly back and forth, back and forth, back and forth? Now you have a long stand in your hometown.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, especially with the way with COVID, the flights. You know, the other day we were going to Ottawa. We had a five-hour layover in Toronto Airport. So it is tough. I don't know what to say that I prefer, you know. But it is what it is, so we just have to deal with it.
So your reaction to this performance, it looks like you're still without a win in your last three games. The football has been good, but it's the cutting edge which is missing. How much does it put on your shoulders and also on the boys to get, you know, a clinical finishing matches like this?
Well, listen. In the last two games, the game against Forge and this game today, I cannot fault my players for effort. They gave up an early goal. They fought their way back into the game, and really, it's difficult to swallow because I thought we should have gotten a result in both games. We played really well today. We had excellent scoring opportunities. I still believe in them. I will always believe in them. But, you know, sometimes in football, things just don't go your way, you know. In the Forge game, we had two injuries in the opening 15 minutes. But we still managed to more or less keep a good control of the game. Today we had good control of the game. Once we gave up the first goal, we didn't panic. But we're not getting the results.
You feel Marshall should have come scored two chances he had, you know, at both ends of the game. He missed those scoring opportunities, and also the red card to Santos, reckless.
You know, it's a little bit difficult to say. You can tell me because I'm watching the game. You know, what's happening around, and are they going to counter attack? But the referee thought so. I thought the pull down at the top of the box was the last man back. I thought that should have been a red card because it wasn't in the penalty area. He gave a yellow, but that's his decision. You know, I'm not going to complain about that. He made the decision. We have to live with that.
And Marshall.
Yeah. Well. You know, what can I tell him? He had the chances. The chances were created. He didn't score it. All the time I put pressure on them to be more clinical, to be more composed in the box. But we are creating the chances. We just, you know, we're not finishing.
Considering an early goal is for sure a psychological impact on the team. So how do you handle a team that's think that's going through that, especially from the sideline and also during the water breaks or during halftime? How do you plan on the team?
No, I think we train for all situations. You know, we train situations 1-0, 1-0 down, 1-0 up. It's part of the training, even though we haven't trained in quite a while with this sort of road trip. It's more about recovery and rest. But I thought we managed it really, really well.
And what do you think about Samuel's goal at the end? What did you told him before coming in?
You know, get on the end of it and score. I mean, we've been working on various set plays at times to try and create some little bit more efficiency in situations where you have a little more control, and it was good to see that one come on.
Thank you.
Do you want to say something great about how Maury Doner, who used to play here, 2019, he used to play with... with Abzi, and so they were real rivals tonight. And he used to play with Max Ferrari when they both played at Aurora in League One Ontario. And he was schooling him of, how is he had that extra, I'm back in my town, I'll show you, coach, how great I am? Or is he great in every game?
He's been fantastic for us. He's been a great pickup. He's good in the dressing room. You know, he's a fighter. He plays to the end. I have nothing but good things to say about him. I thought he was fantastic today as well, as along with Jeremy. Both fullbacks were excellent in the game. I only have good things to say about Maury.
Okay.
We're
going to go to Zoom now.
Okay, we're going to go to Zoom now. One question each, please. From first, we'll start with Marty.
Hey, Stephen, I just wanted to ask about the I won't give you a comment specifically on the Marshall yellow-red card. I think there's not much to be said there, but what did you make of how your team reacted after that? Because it was a bit of an exciting moment and ultimately ended pushing on and getting the goal, right?
Yeah, I mean, I thought we managed the game well. You know, once we solved some little problems in the first 10 minutes of the game, we started to manage the game better and better. The substitutions, I thought, came on, gave us a little more control in their half of the pitch. We created chances. I'm not happy about the result, but I'm proud of the performance. I thought they played very well.
Thanks, Steve.
CPL Fever?
Thank you. Hi, Stephen. I wanted to say good game. This wasn't the result you want, but I did think you guys played really well. And you guys have been playing really well these past few games, despite the result. But you touched on this earlier about how you guys went down early and then you kept fighting until the very end. So I wanted to ask you, do you think your midfield was one of the biggest reasons why you were able to still claw back with so much passing accuracy from your team with 91% passing accuracy at the end of the game, I believe?
Yeah, I thought the midfield trio did very, very well and moved the ball at a good speed. And then when we brought on Pierre, he was very composed. He helped us a lot to break the lines and it was a good performance for them on the ball and off the ball in the central areas of the park.
Yeah, definitely. And great game. Like I said, it wasn't the result you wanted, but looking forward to seeing your team play more.
Thank you very much.
Okay, and we're going to go with Brandon next. Brandon, fortunately, put up your hand after last call. It's just going to be Brandon. One question, please.
Thanks, Nate. Hey, Steven. Just wanted to ask, congratulations on the point first. And I just wanted to ask, how much versatility does Jeremy offer you, just being able to play the left side, left back, center back, center mid?
Yeah, I mean, when we were trying to get him to the club, he said he thought that was his biggest weakness because coaches are not sure where to play him. But look, he did a job for us in the midfield when we needed him to move to left back because we thought it was necessary. I thought he was outstanding did very, very well, and we started to stretch them because we had Maury on one side and Jeremy on the other, and you know, he had a fantastic game.
Thanks, Stephen, and good luck with the next one. Hopefully, you bring a win to Halifax there.